AM 1490 KOVC, streaming at newsdakota.com. Another week of Maple Valley Enderlin football. Another win last Friday, 26-6 over Northern Cass. Joining us is head coach Nathan Hoots. And coach, you got to be pretty pleased with what has happened for your team through these first three games.
Yeah, we started a little slow on Friday night, but once we got our feet under us and once we got things moving in our direction, it started to click and our guys started to execute. About midway through the second quarter, we got things corralled and started playing pretty well.
Before that, before Friday's game, you guys had eight scoreless quarters of football to start this season. Northern Cass gets the first touchdown of the game. Obviously, not a big deficit really early in the game, but was that maybe a little bit of a feeling you guys haven't been used to all season?
There was a sense of urgency that I hadn't seen from our guys. It was kind of a little bit of a wake-up call, and it was completely necessary. We had been playing some pretty solid defense through two games, and they really took it to us on that first drive of the game, and we missed a big tackle on a third down play, and they sprung it for about 50 yards. We held them tough for two or three plays on the goal line, and then they beat us on third down, and you know what? That might have been the best thing for us for the rest of the game going forward, because it got our mindset straight, and our guys realized quickly that we weren't going to be able to just force three and outs all game long. We had a very solid opponent that we were playing, and we were going to have to bring our A game. And it was a good thing for us. I'm glad that it happened. Not that we were concerned about a streak in it by any means, because a win at the end of the day is really all that matters to us. But our guys really refocused about halfway through that first quarter, and it was really solid football that we played on the defensive side of the ball going forward after that.
Yeah, just to look at those defensive numbers, they had 188 yards, which is the highest you guys have allowed this season again, but you said, you know, competition is going to start getting better from this point forward. You did force a few fumbles in the game, so, you know, are you looking at those defensive numbers and as a team and realizing that this is kind of the average where things are probably going to fall now as the schedule just gets harder?
Yeah, we know that each and every week things become more and more difficult. The level of play is very consistent throughout this entire region, but our depth is certainly going to be tested for the next 6 weeks, 5 weeks. And I'm happy with what we've done, but moving forward, we know that every week we have to get better in every aspect of the game if we plan on advancing past the regular season this year. You know, we did a really nice job of not just forcing fumbles, but the reason that we forced those fumbles is because we had more than one guy around the ball carrier every play. When we get more than one guy around, that's when we're able to make turnovers happen. And our guys, listen, we got more than one guy to the football. And when he didn't go down right away, we had guys punching and ripping and good things happened. And we were able to turn them over in our territory, which flipped the field and gave us a chance to be aggressive on offense.
Lane Combs had 10 tackles. He's had a good season for you guys so far in this stretch. What does this young man bring to the field?
A hard-nosed, nothing allowed mentality. Every single play, he plays it like it is fourth and goal in the state championship game. He just absolutely loves the game of football. And if guys aren't playing with the same intensity that he is, he lets them hear it, and he tries to get everybody going. He's kind of our little Energizer Bunny out there. He gets everybody going as hard as possible every single play, which is absolutely important for us to have through four quarters every single Friday.
316 yards of offense, 99 passing. Hunter Smith, 3 of 10 in passing opportunities. You said that that's another front of this offense that you want to bring another aspect to your game. Do you feel that you saw the improvements that you were looking for last Friday?
I saw some improvements. We didn't ask him to do a whole lot, primarily because once Dustin started carrying the football, good things started happening, and we didn't have to throw the football a whole lot, which is really what we want. But when we did drop back to pass, our offensive line did a nice job protecting Hunter on the plays that we asked him to throw the ball. But the execution from quarterback to receiver has got to improve if we are going to be where we want to be in 3 or 4 weeks. So that is my main complaint right now, is that we got to get the passing game clicking. I told him I want it to be at about 70%, not 30% every week. So hitting the intermediate routes rather than trying to hit the home run every single drop back pass. So he's working on that. And he knows what my expectations are, and not necessarily big touchdown numbers through the air, but high completion percentage, moving the chains on third down, and keeping us in the game by not turning the ball over.
You're going to have Kindred coming up this Friday night. They were state runners up in AA last year. They start their season 3-0, which you see a 3-0 record. It's very deceiving because they played EEK to start their season, Carrington, Oak Grove, three undefeated teams. So the record is probably not, especially from what you've seen, maybe an indication of what a team like Kindred is capable of.
Yeah, their winless record is absolutely not indicative of how good they are. They got big fellas up front who move the line of scrimmage in their direction virtually every single play. Their linebackers move side to side faster than any linebacking core that we face this year. And the back end of their secondary doesn't have any holes. They do a really nice job at all three levels of defending. And it's going to be our biggest test defensively at all three levels, or offensively at all three levels, facing a defense like theirs, especially with the speed that they put out in the back seven and the front four size that they have. So it'll be a giant test for us. And it'll be really good to see how our offensive line works against guys that are going to be significantly bigger than they are. And if our cohesive front five can do what they've been doing thus far this year against a really talented Kindred defense.
Nathan Hoots, head coach of Maple Valley Enderland football, joining us here this week as they get set to take on Kindred Friday night. Coach, thanks as always and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Enderland Maple Valley against Kindred coming up this Friday night. On air here on KOVC tomorrow night, we'll have Wahpeton against Valley City. You can hear that on KOVC, video streamed at newsdakota.com, powered by Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center.